Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to our afternoon broadcast, our holiday broadcast of George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Happy New Year to all of you. The Cinco Ranch Cougars are in Longhorns Gym, and they bring with them their 18-3 record. They're 1-0 in 19-6A play, and we're in for a good basketball game this afternoon. Charlie Jones's Longhorns are 13-2, 2-0 in 23-6A basketball, and they're looking to extend their overall record as they play this final non-district game of the season. Then they're back at it on Friday against A-Leaf Taylor High School. 2:45 is our broadcast time. 3 o'clock is the opening tip on GRHS iRadio. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll hear from Neil King, the head coach of the Cinco Ranch Cougars. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Thanks very much, Brett Dolan. We're looking forward to seeing the Cinco Ranch Cougars, and they are a team that did very well in the Eric Medina tournament just a few days ago. And they are here today to play the George Ranch High School Longhorns. We had a chance to talk to Neil King, the head coach of the Cougars. It's our pleasure to spend a few minutes with the head basketball coach of the Cinco Ranch Cougars, Neil King. First of all, welcome to George Ranch and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having us, and Happy New Year to you as well.
You guys had a good tournament in the Eric Medina tournament just a few days ago. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, we were coming off our Christmas holiday break, and we started out with Spring the first day. Tough matchup. Spring's a great team from the northeast side of Houston, and kids really bought into the game plan, and we played extremely well, and fortunate enough to be able to beat Spring. And then we moved into the winner's bracket and got A-Leaf Taylor on short short rest and not a lot of preparation. And A-Weave Taylor athletic team, Coach Dunford does a great job over there with them. And we're fortunate enough to, you know, play pretty well, and we're able to get them and just continue to advance. That was Friday, and then Saturday we matched up with Beaumont United, and another great team by Coach Green, and fortunate enough to win that one as well, and got into the championship game against North Shore, a team that's highly ranked and a very talented team, and came up on the short end of the stick, but the Mustangs played extremely well, and Coach Benitez does a great job over there, and lost in the championship. But, you know, coming off the holidays, you never know what you're going to get. You're just trying to get some quality games, quality opponents, get kind of back in the swing of things, and we fulfilled that purpose.
Yeah, and it really helps your ball club when you play that many games in a short period of time and you see different types of talent coming in and out.
Right. I mean, you see different styles and different teams, and that was kind of our approach because we were off for those 6 days during Christmas. And, again, it's just trying to get the kids back on the floor, you know, getting them used to dribbling the ball, shooting the ball, playing together, getting their conditioning back and just getting back in the groove. And I believe that kind of helped us coming into this game, which leads us right into district. This is our last non-district game. All our tournaments are done. This will be our last non-district game as we head into our district play.
And what's your opinion about 19-6A this year?
Very competitive. It's, all the teams have been playing extremely well. And, looking forward to the challenge of participating in that and playing in that district. But all the players know each other so well, so they're all kind of rivalry games. And, every Tuesday and Friday night we're going to have to put our best foot forward. And but it's a very competitive good district from top to bottom, and it'll be a challenge throughout the course of our district run.
All right, let's swing this way. What do you know about George Ranch?
Well, Coach Jones is a really good friend of mine. He actually played for us at Cinco Ranch back in the day. And great young man, great coach. I know he has a great team. I know they're off to a great start. They've only lost a couple of games, you know, one to Concordia Lutheran and one to Travis. So I know they're extremely well coached, extremely athletic, extremely talented team, and we'll have our hands full today, and hopefully our guys will seize the moment.
What kind of, if you could summarize the style of play that your Cougars have, what would you say that is?
I would hope that people would describe us as a fundamental, disciplined, very team-oriented team, and we're going to play hard. And we have a little saying that it's play hard, play smart, play together, and have fun. And when we do that, we'll have a chance to be successful every time we walk on the floor. So, we try to play team basketball. We try to share the ball. We try to play tough defense, limit teams to one shot. And, when we're at our best, we're pretty confident in what we do. So we'll see. Today will be a big challenge on the road against a very athletic team who's proven night in and night out that they're one of the best teams in the greater Houston area. So we're looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge. And like I said, Coach Jones is a personal friend of mine. He and my family go way back, and think a lot of him, respect him a lot, and I know he does a great job here at George Ranch.
All right, Coach, good luck.
All right, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Thanks.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, you just heard from Coach Neil King talking about his 18-3 Cougars coming in here 1-0 in 19-6A play. Now we'll swing over to the other side and listen to Charlie Jones talk about his 13-2 George Ranch Longhorns. Our time with Charlie Jones. First of all, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Good to be in the gym.
I'll bet. So how does that feel when you're gone and off for 4 or 5 days?
It's a good feeling. You know, we need to be with our family for a little bit. The kids need a break from me, from each other, so they get their 5 days off, and we come back and work hard.
All right, Cinco Ranch is here, and they just tore it up in that Eric Medina tournament.
They've been rolling all year. I think they're 17-18-3. They're well coached. There's a good team. They're very balanced, so we got to be ready to play tonight.
Coach King told me this is your alma mater.
Yes, sir. He was actually the JV coach when I was in school, so I've known him since I was 13 years old. So he's a good guy, great coach, and we always try to play each other every year for that reason.
How were you as a basketball player at Cinco Ranch?
I was okay. You know, we had a good little run when I was there. It was fun.
So their team, they won what, 3 out of 4 in the tournament. Got beat in the finals in their bracket. But he was talking to me about the discipline of his team and how hard they work. Is that your impression of them?
Yeah, they have 8 or 9 guys that he can just put in. They don't skip a beat. They play hard. From the freshmen to their varsity, you see they're like a well-oiled machine. They're doing a good job running their sets, doing what the coach asked them to do, and it's going to be a tough game.
All right, and how about your guys after the break?
We've had some really good practices. You know, I was surprised that they didn't come back too sluggish, so we've had some good practices, and I'm hoping we'll be ready to play today.
So this is a non-district game, kind of sandwiched in between. You got Hastings on Friday back here at the gym. So is your style going to be any different with this non-district opponent?
No, we're going to play the same way. You know, all year, all your pre-district games are to get ready for district. So you got to play the same way and get ready for your district opponent. So we're going to try to take care of Cinco. Then when Ailey Taylor comes to town, it's not going to get any easier, but we got to be ready to play.
Yeah, I said Hastings. It's Taylor here on Friday afternoon. Again, 1 o'clock tip-off.
I think it's a 3 o'clock tip-off. I'll let you know, but I think it's 3 because the district approach changed the time. So I think it's 3 o'clock, but we're going to try to take care of Cinco first, and then hopefully we can have a good game against Taylor.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
That was Charlie Jones, the head basketball coach here at George Ranch High School, talking about his 13-2 Longhorns. Here are the starting lineups for this afternoon. First for the Cinco Ranch Cougars, 5'9 senior Jerry Tati. A 6'1 senior, Jerron Presley. A 6'5 junior, Jaden Collymore. A 6'4 senior, Andrew Adebo. And a 6'5 junior, Derek Dickenschneid. So it's Jerry Tati, Jerron Presley, Jaden Collymore, Andrew Adebo, and Derek Dickenschneid. The starting five for the 18-3 Cinco Ranch Cougars. On the other side of the scorebook for George Ranch, a 5'10 sophomore, Ori Limbrick. 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And a 6'5 senior, Ezekiel Wandy. Ori Limbrick, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Ezekiel Wandy, the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns. Longhorns will be back in action on Friday afternoon. Our airtime is 2:45 p.m. The tip-off is 3 o'clock, as Coach Jones pointed out. I thought it was a 12:45, 1 o'clock tip, but in reality, 2:45 and then 3 o'clock, we'll tip it up. George Ranch back to 23-6A action against Aleaf Taylor at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Looking at the district standings, 19-6A, Cinco Ranch at 1-0 in district play, along with Katie Taylor, 2-0 Morton Ranch, 1-1 Maid Creek, 1-1 Katie, and then 0-2 Seven Lakes and Tompkins. For George Ranch, 2-0 Longhorns, 2-0 Dawson, and then 1-1 for Pearland, Alief Hastings, Taylor, and Elsick, and then 0-2 for Strake and Brazoswood. As we arrived at holiday time, this one will count in the overall records, not a district game. And back on Friday, Longhorns back in action in 23-6A play against Taylor. Ball tipped up, knocked around into the hands of the Longhorns and Noah Thomason. We are underway at George Ranch. Ball lofted down inside. And that one does not reach Ezekiel Wandy. Goes out of bounds. First turnover, rather, of the afternoon going to the Longhorns. Out top, Jerry Tati gets it down low to Andrew Adebo. Adebo back out top to Tati. They're playing catch now down to Adebo. Lays it up and in. Andrew Adebo gets the Cougars on the board first. Noah Thomason drives the right side, puts it up and in. Longhorns tie it at 2, 7:21 left in the first quarter. Glad you joined us today on GRHSI Radio. Ball fed to Jaden Collimore. Collimore gets it down low and driving on the baseline, committing the offensive foul, is Derek Dickenschneid. Each team with a turnover. Inbounded by Wandy to Noah Thomason. Over to Ori Limbrick. Around the horn to Noah Thomason. On the far side, Longhorns moving right to left. As you listen to our broadcast this afternoon. Out top to DeLon Dean. A lot of ball handling. Looks like he's putting on a clinic for ball handling out top. Now gives it out to Noah Thomason. Back to Limbrick. Top of the key to Wandy, to Noah Thomason. Longhorns very deliberate in their approach to the Cougars. This one in and out of the hands of DeLon Dean and out of bounds. Second turnover for George Ranch. Tati over to Dickenschneid. Gives it to Jaden Collimore. Jump shot from the three-point line out. And cleared off the rim by Noah Thomason. Three-pointer on the other end by DeLon Dean. And he's on the board. Longhorns lead 5-2. Jaron Presley with the basketball. Kind of scoops it on over to Andrew Adebo. Adebo with the three-pointer. That's off the back rim. Tracked down by Jaden Collimore. Collimore around to Jaron Presley. Presley on the baseline. Gives it off to Dickenschneid. Jump shot is off the mark. Cleared off the boards by Noah Thomason. Thomason with the right-hand dribble on the far side. Now tries the lane. He's turned around and away by Andrew Adebo, but he gets a scoop layup to drop for George Ranch. 7-2 Longhorns. And a turnover committed by the Cougars, their second. Seven to two, Longhorns by five. Some holiday afternoon basketball on GRHSI Radio. To DeLon Dean. Dean, another three-pointer on its way. No good. Off the rim. Into the hands of Andrew Adebo. Adebo down to Jerry Tati. Over to Adebo. Adebo has that one knocked away. He tracks it down. Good hands there by Ori Limbrick. To Jaron Presley. Presley gives it down low to Dickenschneid, who lays it up and in. 6'5 junior Derek Dickenschneid is on the board. Longhorns lead by three, 7-4. To Noah Thomason on the far side. Thomason works a baseline. Pulls up with the jumper. No good. Off the rim. Cleared off there by Jaden Collimore. Collimore to Presley. And a foul committed down low on Ori Limbrick, his first. Isaiah Arsenault, 6'1 senior, checks in for the Cougars. Devin Davis is out. Dominique Dixon is in for George Ranch. Now ball inbounded to Dickenschneid. He has that one partially blocked, but into the hands of Jaden Collimore. Collimore on the far side to Tati, who works the baseline. Little scoop pass inside. That one is knocked around back into the hands of Isaiah Arsenault. Ball was all over the court. Nobody could get a clear handle on it, but Arsenault tracked it down. Now to Dickenschneid. Over to Tati. Jaron Presley with a three-pointer, and that's good. We are tied at 7. 3:30 left in the first quarter. Thomason to Dominique Dixon. Back to Thomason on the right side. Tries to get inside. Can't do that. He's turned away by Isaiah Arsenault. Evan Amin in now for George Ranch, as is Stephen Woods. Noah Thomason with a three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. That one knocked around into the hands of Jaden Collimore. Collimore to Tati, who drives down the lane. Now kicks it out top. Three-pointer is good by Jaden Collimore. Two three-pointers in a row by the Cougars. They take the three-point lead, 10-7, to Stephen Woods. Woods tries the left side, now spins around. Now up top to Ezekiel Wandy. 2:39 left in the first quarter. Wandy out top. He draws Dickenschneid on him. Now to Stephen Woods, a 6'1 sophomore. With the left-hand dribble, gives it inside to Dominique Dixon. He puts up the shot. No good. A little bit short off the front of the rim and over to Jerry Tati. Dickenschneid down low to Arsenault. Arsenault works inside, has that one knocked away. Third turnover for the Cougars. Into the hands of Stephen Woods, who drives and lays it up and in. Stephen Woods with the lay-in, and it's 10-9, and Neil King wants a timeout. Very quick pace set by both clubs. This is a short timeout, so we'll keep it here and bring you up to date on scoring. Jaron Presley, Jaden Collimore with the three-pointers, Andrew Adebo and Derek Dickenschneid with the basket, and that's the 10 points scored by the Cougars for George Ranch, the three-pointer by DeLon Dean, 4 points by Noah Thomason, and two, by Stephen Woods. And that's where we stand. It's 10-9, Cougars by 1. All right, out top is Jerry Tati. Kicks it over to Brandon Edison, who's in for the Cougars. Drive down the lane. Jaron Presley lays it up and in. And a foul. And the three-point possible play. Evan Amin checks out, checking in. Ben Taylor, 6'4", junior. I think that foul was whistled against Evan Amin. We'll put it in the book that way till we figure it out. Presley's free throw on its way and good. He's got 6 points. Cougars have 13. They lead now 13-9. All right, the inbound by Ben Taylor to Stephen Woods, and Woods will walk it up. No pressure early on here by the Cougars. Over to DeLon Dean. Dean out top. works the right side, lays it up. No good. The rebound knocked around underneath. Block four and a jump ball called. We'll see who gets the award. And the award goes to the Cougars. Each team with three turnovers so far in the early going. Cougars lead by four. Way out top, Jerry Tati guarded by DeLon Dean. Now they get messed up on the switch. Kicks it out to Jaron Presley, who hits another three-pointer from way outside. 16-9, Cougars by seven to Stephen Woods. To DeLon Dean, his next three-pointer on its way. No good off the back iron. Rebounded by Noah Thomason. Jump shot from the free throw line is good. Thomason with six, and the lead cut down to five. Now inside the lane. Little off-balance jump shot by Jerry Tante. No good. Rebounded by Ben Taylor. To DeLon Dean. Now around the horn to Thomason. Into Dominic Dixon, who tries a reverse layup. That's no good. And the ball is knocked around and out of bounds. Last touched by Cinco Ranch. Noah Thomason will inbound. Thomason slaps the basketball, looking for somebody. He does. Gets it into Dixon. Puts up the shot. No good. But the follow is good by Thomason. He's got 8 points. Lead cut down to three. 16-13. Cougars by three. Long three-pointer by Presley. No good. Rebounded by Dixon. Into the hands of Noah Thomason. 12 seconds left in the first quarter. Over to Stephen Woods. Presley on him. In the corner, DeLon Dean is good. The three-pointer by DeLon Dean. And that's the buzzer. And that three-pointer tied things at 16. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, tied at 16 as we start the second quarter. Scoring for George Ranch, Noah Thomason, 8. DeLon Dean with the 2 3-pointers, one of which came as the first quarter ended. He's got 6. Stephen Woods with a couple. On the other side of the ledger, Presley with 9. 3 by Collymore. 2 each by Adebo and Dickenschneid. Each team with 3 turnovers in the first quarter. Stephen Woods with the basketball now over to DeLon Dean. To Noah Thomason. Thomason way out beyond the top of the key. Now in the corner to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way and good. DeLon Dean will hit nothing but three-pointers. Charlie Jones will be happy. He's got 9 points and the Longhorns lead by three. 19-16. Around the horn to Presley. Presley working on Stephen Woods. Now down the baseline and lays it up and in. That's Andrew Adebo. 19-18, Longhorns by one. Over to Ezekiel Wandy on the right side. Now Noah Thomason. Quick glance at the bench to Charlie Jones. See what he wants to run here. Thomason, the right-hand dribble. Way out top, he's guarded by Andrew Adibo. Now in the corner to Stephen Woods. Woods drives a basket, puts up an off-balance shot. It is no good, but he's fouled inside the lane by Jaron Presley as first. Stephen Woods with a basket in the first quarter. Now at the free throw line, shooting two. First shot on its way and good by Stephen Woods. Woods hits both of his free throws. He's got 4 points and the lead back up to three, 21-18. Cross-court pass to Jaron Presley. Presley down to Brandon Edison. Presley works out top. Now pulls up on a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Rebound and the putback is good by Arsenal. Longhorns by one. Thomason drives the basket. He has that one swatted back at him. Now out top to DeLon Dean. This three-pointer off the mark, off the front of the rim, and out of bounds. Turnover number four for George Ranch. That one hit the front of the rim and went way out of bounds on the far side of the gym. Back in for the Cougars, Jaden Collymore. Presley over to Collymore. Dickenschnein almost walked with the basketball. Got his pass off finally. Now Presley guarded out top by Devin Davis. He takes Davis down the lane. Now kicks the ball out to Dickenschnein. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Presley, who lays it up and in. Jaron Presley with 11 points. Lead changes now. Cougars by one, 22-21. Thomason to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick on the right side puts it up. That's short. Kicks it back out top to Devin Davis, and Davis hits the three-pointer. So that trade-off, Charlie Jones will also take any day of the week. You miss a layup down low and get a three-pointer from the outside to Presley. Presley, Jaden Collymore. Back to Presley. Ori Limbrick on him. Almost slips and gives away the basketball. Now down low to Isaiah Arsenault, who knocks it around and into the hands of George Ranch. Fourth turnover for Cinco Ranch. Three-pointer is good by Devin Davis. He's got 6 points. Longhorns knocking down the trays this afternoon. Three by DeLon Dean, two by Devin Davis. Longhorn lead back up to five, 27-22. Presley down the lane, lays it up and in. Jaron Presley, a 6'1 senior with 13 points. Now Noah Thomason, Ezekiel Wandy around the horn to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick back out by the top of the key. A little backwards dribble so he can get a better view of the court. And what's happening? DeLon Dean puts up the three, and that's good. DeLon Dean with 12 points, 4 three-pointers for Charlie Jones's club. And it's 30-27, Longhorns by three. Jaron Presley with the basketball, his back to the basket. Ori Limbrick on him. And Limbrick on the reach-in foul, his second of the afternoon. Evan Amin comes in. Dominique Dixon comes in, checking out DeLon Dean and Devin Davis. Presley finally gets the ball into Dickenschnein. He needed all of his 6'5 frame to grab that one off. It was a high pass, but he gives it back to Presley. Presley guarded out top by Wandy. Takes Wandy down the lane. Puts up the shot. It's no good, but knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Rant. Checking in for the Cougars, Isaiah Arsenault. He's been in the ballgame. Jerry Totti is in. Ball on a good feed by Collimore. And Collimore lays it up and in on the inbound. 30-26, Longhorns by four. 2:57 left before halftime. Noah Thomason out top. Looking for Evan Amin. Now gets it to Dominique Dixon. Back to Noah Thomason. The jump shot from 10 feet is good. Noah Thomason with 10 points. Longhorn lead is 6. Now inside the lane. Jump shot by Tonti is no good. Cleared off the boards by Dominique Dixon. Gets it ahead to Noah Thomason. Over to Dixon. Dixon to Ori Limbrick on the far side. Limbrick is looking for Thomason. Now gets it to him. Good pick set by Evan Amin. Heads to the basket. Three-pointer is good. Now that's they're calling it a... it is a three-pointer by Thomason. 13 points by him. Turnover by the Cougars. Longhorns lead by 9, 35-26. Thomason to the basket. A little off-balance shot. No good. Ball knocked around. And saved from going out of bounds by Dominique Dixon into the hands of the Cougars. Isaiah Arsenault on the far side now gives it over to Jerry Conte. 5 turnovers for George Rant. Same for the Cougars. One knocked around. Make that 6 for the Cougars. They lose control. Noah Thomason on the drive, and he lays it up and in. Thomason with 2 more. And the Longhorn lead is 11. 37-26. Noah Thomason with 15 points, and we're got about a minute 29 now before halftime. Take a quick break here. When we come back, more Longhorns basketball. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day. Our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Longhorns have come alive here in the second quarter. A couple three-pointers by Devin Davis. A couple more by DeLon Dean. One by Thomason, coupled with a couple baskets. And the Longhorns lead by 11, 37-26. Ball in the corner to Arsenault. Now down low and off the hands of Jaden Collimore and out of bounds. 7 turnovers for the Cougars. George Ranch with 5. Now Noah Thomason walks it up. Cougars have relaxed on their pressure on the basketball. Now to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick gets it down low to Dominique Dixon. Dixon kicks it back out to Limbrick. Over to Noah Thomason. He shakes his man. Three-pointer on his way. No good. Cleared off the boards by Jaden Collimore. Up front to Jaron Presley. Presley. Back to Collimore. Jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Picked out of the air by Dominique Dixon. And again, Noah Thomason will walk the basketball up and across the timeline. Gives it to Ori Limbrick. Now to Thomason on the far side. Longhorns by 11, 37-26. Inside 24 seconds to play before halftime. Game has been moving along. Our start time was 1 o'clock, and it's 1:24. We're about ready to end a half of high school basketball. Drive on the basket, left-hand layup, no good. A little bit short by Thomason into the hands of Presley. Presley drives and puts it up, but it's an air ball. Noah Thomason with the final shot before half. And that one goes off the mark. And the Longhorns will head to the gym with an 11-point lead over the Cinco Ranch Cougars. It's 37-26. Longhorns, you're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns 37 and the Cinco Ranch Cougars 26. Here's the scoring for George Ranch. 15 points by Noah Thomason, 12 by DeLon Dean, all coming from way outside the arc. 6 points by Devin Davis and 4 by Stephen Woods. Longhorns have turned it over 5 times. On the other side of the book, 13 by Jaron Presley, 5 by Jaden Collimore, 4 by Andrew Adebo, and 2 each by Derek Dickenschneid and Isaiah Arsenault. And that's the 26 points scored by the Cougars. They've turned the ball over 7 times through halftime. Teams were tied at 16. George Ranch outscored Cinco Ranch 21-10 in the second quarter on the strength of a couple more three-pointers by DeLon Dean and then the 7 points by Noah Thomason, a couple trays by Devin Davis, and that contributed now to the 11-point lead, 37-26 here at George Ranch. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more from Longhorns Gym. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its 7th year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
All right, back at the gym, George Ranch, 37, Cinco Ranch, 26. As the Longhorns are back out on the court, Cinco Ranch to join them here in a second. Cinco Ranch came in here at 18-3 and 1-0 in 19-6A basketball. Longhorns at 13-2, 2-0 in 23-6A basketball. Longhorns back in action on Friday afternoon. Another afternoon contest. 2:45 is our broadcast time, and 3 o'clock is the opening tip on GRHS iRadio. Back to district play. A-Leaf Taylor Lions will be here in Longhorns Gym. A-Leaf Taylor is 11-8 overall, 1-1 in district play. They're joined at 1-1 by Pearland, Hastings, and Elsick. Dawson and George Ranch are both 2-0, and then 0-2 Strake and 0-2 Brazoswood at the bottom of 23-6A. You heard Coach King talking about how good and solid 19-6A was. They got teams like themselves at 18-3, Maid Creek at 16-8, Morton Ranch at 15-6, and then they also play basketball against Katie Taylor. Katy itself, Seven Lakes, and Tompkins in 19-6A. So again, another solid district in high school basketball in the Houston area, but two of the top teams in both of those districts, 18-3 Cinco Ranch and 13-2 George Ranch. We'll be back with third quarter play in just a minute. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Da, 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 da. Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Alex. Back at George Ranch High School and Longhorns Gym. The Cougars just making their way back out onto the court, and they won't warm up at all. Neil King had a lot more to say to them than Charlie Jones did to the Longhorns. But both teams now back out on the court. The inbound will be by Andrew Anabo on the far side. The 6'4 senior will put it into play either to Jerry Tati or somebody else. It is Tati who will take the basketball, and he's guarded out top by DeLon Dean. Down low to Collimore. Collimore back out top to Presley. Presley has Ori Limbrick on him. Now kicks it over to Derek Dickenschneid. Dickenschneid drives the right side, kicks it back behind him, but in the process making that pass, it was an offensive foul committed by the 6'5 junior. Turnover number 8 for the Cougars. Longhorns lead by 11, 37-26. Over to DeLon Dean. Dean with 12 points, all three-pointers this afternoon. Noah Thomason leads the club with 15. He's got one. A couple threes by Devin Davis. Over to Thomason on the left side. Good pick set by Wandy. Now he drifts down towards the basket. Over to Ori Limbrick in the corner. Jump shot on its way. No good. Rebounded by Dickenschneid. He gives it to Presley. Presley driving on the basket, now turns around and heads out top. Over to Dickenschneid on the far side. Little 10-foot jumper is good by Dickenschneid. He's got 4 points. And the Longhorn lead down to 9, 37-28. Thomason has that one knocked away. 6 turnover for George Ranch. Into the corner to Tati. Back out to Presley. Three-pointer on its way. That one off the iron. No good. Rebound by the Longhorns. DeLon Dean. Dean to Wandy. Back to Noah Thomason. Longhorns get the ball in Thomason's hands just about every trip down as soon as they can. In the corner to DeLon Dean. Off-balance three. No good. And the rebound by Collimore. Collimore to Presley. Back to Collimore at the top of the key. Drives the lane. Little left-handed shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Wandy. Teams trade missed baskets at both ends. Shot is good by Devin Davis, and they say that's a three. He's got 9 points, and they're all from three-point land. Lead back up to 12, 40-28. If I say back up to 12, it was as much as 11, so this is the biggest lead of the afternoon by George Ranch, 40-28. While we were talking there, another turnover by the Cougars. They have 9. Wandy is out. Dominique Dixon, the 6'3 junior for George Ranch, back in the ball game for Charlie Jones. Over to DeLon Dean. Out top to Devin Davis. Around the horn to Noah Thomason. Thomason works over there on Andrew Adebo and puts up his shot, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Jaron Presley, his second. At the free throw line is Noah Thomason. 15 points before halftime. Nothing here yet in the third quarter. Left-hand dribble at the free throw line. Bends his knee. Sends it on its way and good by Noah Thomason. Nice soft touch from the free throw line by Thomason. Second one on its way. Same result by Noah Thomason. 63% from the free throw line. This will help his average there. with the second one dropping in, 42-28. Now biggest lead, 14. Driving down the lane, laying it up and in is Andrew Adebo. He's got 6 points. Dominique Dixon being guarded out top by Dickenschneid. Back over to Limbrick, around the horn to Noah Thomason. Longhorns moving left to right in the second half to Limbrick. Limbrick gets it over to Noah Thomason, almost stolen away by Adebo. Thomason on the drive. Now he thinks better of that. He goes all the way back out top to set this one up. Thomason, the left-hander with the left-hand dribble. Into Davis, back out to Thomason. Thomason now finds Jaden Collimore as his defender. Puts up the running jump shot, no good. Cleared off the boards by the Cougars and then knocked out of bounds by Devin Davis. Cougars will maintain the basketball. Evan Amin checks in for George Ranch, as does Stephen Woods, having a seat. Ori Limbrick and Devin Davis with the breather. 42-30, Longhorns by 12. To Presley. Around the horn to Collimore. And then he's passed, runs out of bounds. 10th turnover for the Cougars. Longhorns with 6. That's a stat Charlie Jones will be happy with as well. Is Longhorns with just 6 turnovers midway through the third quarter. It's been a problem in some of the early games. To DeLon Dean. Dean, 3-pointer from the top of the key, rims in and out. Rebounded by Collimore. Collimore ahead to Adebo. Adebo down low, puts one up, no good, rolls around and off. The rebound by DeLon Dean. Dean has Evan Amin in the corner, but it'll take it himself down the lane. Lays it up, no good. Off the back iron, but kicks out to Noah Thomason. Longhorns to get another opportunity here. Dickenschneid on Noah Thomason. Thomason down the lane, pulls up at the free throw lane. Now back out to the 3-point line. Puts a shot up, no good. Rebound by Presley. Presley ahead to Dickenschneid. The reverse layup. And that's no good, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Dominique Dixon, his first. At the free throw line is Derek Dickenschneid, the 6'5 junior. He's got 4 points this afternoon. Basket in the first quarter, basket in the second quarter. Basket here in the third quarter. And now you can add a free throw to that. He's got 7 points. Check that. He's got 5. No basket in the second quarter. 42-31. Longhorns by 11. And you can make that 10 as Dickenschneid converts on the second free throw. 42-32. Ori Limbrick guarded by Jerry Totti. This one stolen away by Isaiah Arsenault, and Arsenault drives in towards the basket, and he's fouled. By Dominique Dixon, his second. At the free throw line, 6'1 senior Isaiah Arsenault misses the first free throw. 2:43 left in the third quarter. Next free throw on its way and good by Arsenault. He's got 3 points, and the lead is down to 9, 42-33. Ori Limbrick takes a pass from Woods, now around the horn. Back to Stephen Woods. Woods drives the lane. Little flip layup is no good, but the follow is by Dominique Dixon. His first couple points of the afternoon. 44-33. Lead back up to 11. Arsenault's got Stephen Woods on him. Arsenault drives, now kicks it out into three-point area by Deckenschneid. Puts up the shot, no good. Cleared off the boards by Stephen Woods to Ori Limbrick. Around to Stephen Woods on the far side of the court. Good pick set there by Evan Amin. And on the drive towards the basket, foul whistled against Jerry Coffey is first. Checking back in is Noah Thomason. Checking out is Evan Amin.
Hey, watch the move and screen.
Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Ori Limbrick will do that. Sends it in to Noah Thomason. Thomason over to Stephen Woods. Woods draws Tati on him. Now to Limbrick. Out top to Wandy, around the horn to Stephen Woods. Woods fakes the three-pointer. Now kicks it around to Limbrick, who loses control, rather, of the basketball out of bounds. Eight turnovers for George Ranch. Limbrick checks out. Longhorns now have Stephen Woods, Ezekiel Wandy, DeLon Dean, Dominique Dixon, and Noah Thomason in the lineup. Presley with the right-hand dribble. Little running jump shot is good by Jaron Presley. He's got 15 points. 44-35, Longhorns by 9. Pass to Noah Thomason. Little turnaround jump shot. That one's blocked into the hands of the Cougars. 9 turnovers for George Ranch. Tati with the jump shot. That one is partially blocked into the hands of Ezekiel Wandy. 11 turnovers for the Cougars. Inside 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Longhorns by 9, 44-35. Now to DeLon Dean. Ball off his foot and out of bounds. Turnover number 10 for George Ranch. That was the broadcaster's curse. I was talking about how few the Longhorns had. And they've committed 5 now in the last couple of minutes. And now have 10 for the afternoon. Over to Arsenault. Arsenault has Noah Thomason on him. Takes Noah outside. Kicks the ball off to Presley. Presley kicks it around to the corner. Jump shot, no good. And the rebound by Noah Thomason. 8 seconds left to play in the third quarter. To Stephen Woods. A three-pointer is good. Stephen Woods with 7 points. 47-35. The Longhorns lead by 12 going into quarter number 4. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its 7th year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, here's the scoring through 3 quarters of play. Noah Thomason with 17, DeLon Dean with 12, 9 by Devin Davis, 7 by Stephen Woods, and basket by Dominic Dixon. Longhorns have 47 points and 10 turnovers through 3 quarters. On the other side, 15 by Jaron Presley, 6 by Andrew Adebo, 5 by Jaden Collimore, 6 by Derek Dickenschneid, and 3 by Isaiah Arsenault. Longhorns outscored the Cougars 10-9 in that third quarter and maintain a 12-point lead now, 47-35. In the corner to Stephen Woods, three-pointer in and out. Good rebound and put back by Ezekiel Wandy. His first 2 points of the afternoon. And now this does equal the largest lead for George Ranch this afternoon, 14 points, 49-35. Hugh Presley, little spin move in the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Ball knocked around and last touched, says the referee, by George Ranch. Cinco Ranch, 11 turnovers through three quarters. George Ranch with 10. Ball out top to Jerry Tonti. Over to Andrew Adebo. Adebo drives the lane, lays it up and in. Andrew Adebo with 8 points. Both teams concluding their non-district play for the 18-19 basketball season. Three-pointer from way outside by DeLon Dean. No good. The rebound by the Cougars. Into the hands of Adebo to Presley. Presley has Noah Thomason on him. Drive down the lane by Jerry Totti. No good. Rebound by Noah Thomason. 6:24 left in the basketball game. Longhorns by 12, 49-37. The lead's been as high as 14 points twice. Longhorns now by 12. Down to Devin Davis. Davis, Stephen Woods with the three-pointer, and that's good. Stephen Woods, he's got 10. On the afternoon, now the biggest lead, 52-37. Longhorns by 15 points. Presley works on Stephen Woods on the far side. Almost loses control. Knocks it out of bounds, or goes out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. But Presley almost lost his control of the ball before that. Adebo will inbound, gets it in to Jaron Presley. Presley, three-pointer on its way, no good, but a foul by Stephen Woods, his first. Presley put up that shot. He did the James Harden routine and just kind of fell backwards and got the foul. So he'll be at the line for three free throws. If Stephen Woods touched Presley, it was really insignificant. But the 6'1 senior went down on the court. First free throw is good. 52-38. 2:39 as the second free throw settles in. 17 points by Presley.
Let's go now, Cinco. Let's go, Jaden.
Last free throw on its way and good by Presley. He hits all three free throws. 18 points now. Charlie Jones wants a timeout. Lead is down to 12, 52-40. Listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day. Our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Back at George Ranch High School. Longhorns break their huddle. Charlie Jones was in the middle of that, talking to his group. 5:39 left in the basketball game. Longhorns by 12, 52-40. Wandy with the inbound after the timeout. This one ahead to Devin Davis. To DeLon Dean with the lay-in attempt. That one is no good, but he's fouled by Brandon Edison, his first. Dean at the free throw line with 12 points. 2 3-pointers in the first quarter and 2 in the second. Free throw on its way, no good. Three-pointers by Stephen Woods. He's got a couple. Three by Devin Davis. One by Noah Thomason. And the four by DeLon Dean. Next free throw is good by Dean. He's got 13 points. Lead is 13, 53-40. Very quick basketball game. The tip-off was just about 1 o'clock, and it's closing in on 2 o'clock, and we're almost finished here. The layup by Brandon Edison is good. Now a lot of pressure put on by the Cougars. Three-pointer on the far side by DeLon Dean. He nailed that one. He's got 16 points. 14-point lead, 56-42. Presley says, I can do that too, and nails a three-pointer from the wing. Chops into that lead a little bit. Longhorns by 11. 21 points for Presley. Now down the lane. Noah Thomason with the lay-in. That's no good. And crashing the boards is Ezekiel Wandy. That's his first personal foul, and the Cougars will take it out under the Longhorn basket. No pressure by George Ranch. Although Stephen Woods will meet Presley as soon as he gets over the center stripe. Presley on the far side. Good block of his three-point attempt by Wandy. Ahead to Noah Thomason, who lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with 19 points. Lead is 13, 58-45. Just about 4 minutes to play now in this non-district basketball game with George Ranch and Cinco Ranch. And a turnover, that number 12 by the Cougars. Jaden Collimore charged with traveling. Pull that pivot foot along. He was unsure what he was going to do with the ball. Going to drag that pivot foot. And committed turnover number 12 for the Cougars. Pressure now by Cinco Ranch. George Ranch breaks that. DeLon Dean, another three-pointer on its way. That one short off the iron. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Devin Davis. Turnover number 11 for George Ranch. DeLon Dean was still talking to the referee, said that he got hit on his shooting elbow, but nothing doing there. Now the give to Adebo down low, and he's fouled by Noah Thomason. Thomason's first personal foul this afternoon. Six-four senior Andrew Adebo at the line. He's got 8 points. Free throw on its way and good. He's got 9, and the lead is down to 12, 58-46. Next free throw on its way. That one's short. And both teams crash the boards, and the foul whistled against Devin Davis, his first. Now the Cougars will take it out under their own basket. Jaron Presley will do that. Slaps the ball, now gets it in to Derek Dickenschneid. He's got Davis on him. Dickenschneid Now kicks it out to Andrew Adibo. And a foul. As Adibo heads towards the basket. This one against DeLon Dean is first. Adibo at the free throw line. He's got 9 points. Free throw on its way. No good. Cleared off the board by Noah Thomason. Now to Ezekiel Wandy. Wandy will take it himself. He's guarded now by Presley. To Devin Davis. Back out top to Noah Thomason. And things will reset for the Longhorns. 3:04 left to play. Driving on the right side is Thomason. Little herky-jerky shot is no good. But the putback is by Devin Davis. He's got 11. 60-46. 14-point lead, rather, for George Ranch. Inside 3 minutes to play. Dickenschneid with the three-pointer. No good. That's an air ball into the hands of Stephen Woods. And a foul on the far side. Jaron Presley with his third. Just would not give any space to Stephen Woods to dribble on the far side. Just push Woods out of bounds. Now the inbound to Noah Thomason. Thomason, good pick by Wandy. Drives around that. Drives in. Lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with 21. 62-46. 16-point lead for George Ranch. That continues to grow. Now down the lane with the scoop layup is Brandon Edison, and he's fouled by Ezekiel Wandy, his second. Edison with 4 points, all coming here in the fourth quarter. Now at the free throw line. First one on its way, and no good. Rebound by Noah Thomason. Thomason checked out there by Andrew Adibo. Now he shakes Adibo for a second. Now does it again. Drives in on the left side. Puts it up. No good. Ball knocked around into the hands of the Cougars. Jaden Collimore tracked it down. And a good reaction by George Ranch. 14 turnovers on the steal. And again, Noah Thomason on the far side. And again, a foul by Jaron Presley, his fourth. .132 left to play. Thomason at the free throw line with 21 points. Left-handed free throw on its way and good. Could be a lane-up violation. Yep, they say Thomason stepped over the line. Ball inbound to Presley. Longhorns a little bit asleep now on the drive. This one put back up and in by Dickenschneid. He's got 8 points. And a timeout is called by Charlie Jones. 62-50. Longhorns by 12. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling
281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. We got you for the last 1 minute, 24 seconds. Ball is inbounded to George Ranch. And then Andrew Adebo swats at it and gets more of Stephen Woods' arm than he does the ball. And Woods will walk down to the free throw line at the Longhorns end of the court. See what he can do about elongating this lead a little bit. It's 12, 62-50. 1:21 left in the game. First free throw on its way and good by Stephen Woods. He's got 11 points. A three-pointer in the third quarter. One here in the fourth. Next free throw is a little bit short. Cleared off by Dickenschneid. Dickenschneid to Presley. Presley over to Andrew Adebo on the far side. And he loses control of the ball. 15th turnover now for the Cougars. George Ranch with 11. Into the hands of Noah Thomason. Cross court to DeLon Dean. Dean takes a drive into the lane. Now pulls up. Gives it to Thomason. Thomason way out top. Now drives down the left side, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Dickenschneid, his second. Noah Thomason back to the free throw line. 2 for 3 this afternoon for Noah. 43 seconds left to play. First free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. 2 for 4 from the line for Thomason. Into the hands of Presley. Presley drives down the lane. Longhorns let him have the layup. And a timeout is called. This time by the Cougars. This is a 60-second timeout, so we'll take a break with them. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School for the last 42 seconds or so, 45 seconds, I think the clock said, prior to running down the timeout clock. We'll give you an accurate appraisal of that as soon as the timeout is over with. 63-52, Longhorns by 11. And I was wrong on both counts. 32.28 seconds left in the game. What a strong win this will be this afternoon if things hold true for George Ranch. They'll pick up win number 14 against two losses. A lot more momentum heading back into district play on Friday afternoon. Foul whistled against Jaden Collymore as he tries to get the basketball back for the Cougars by sending George Ranch to the line. This time it'll be Devin Davis. Davis with 11. He's got 3 three-pointers and then a basket here in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Davis hits the front iron and falls off. Double bonus for George Ranch. Davis, next free throw on its way. This one rims around, no good. Rebounded by Dickenschneid. Over to Presley. Presley has Wandy on him. Drives down the lane, puts up the running shot, no good. Rebounded by DeLon Dean. 15 seconds left to play here at George Ranch. Longhorns with the basketball. Cougars content to let George Ranch dribble this out. And that's the ball game. George Ranch Longhorns 63 and the Cinco Ranch Cougars 52. Big basketball win this afternoon for George Ranch. We'll have some messages. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up from George Ranch. 63-52 the final. Longhorns by 11.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at Longhorns Gym, the final again, George Ranch 63 and the Cinco Ranch Cougars 52. Big victory out here this afternoon on New Year's Eve Day by George Ranch. Charlie Jones being interviewed down on the floor by Mr. Washington from the Fort Bend Herald. So you can look for Washington's game story in the Herald tomorrow. About this big victory here at George Ranch. Scoring goes like this. Noah Thomason, 21. DeLon Dean, 16. 11 for Stephen Woods. Two each by Dominic Dixon and Ezekiel Wandy. George Ranch with just 11 turnovers in the ball game. On the other side of the ledger, Cougars led by Jaron Presley with 23 points. 9 by Andrew Adebo, 8 by Derek Dickenschneid, 4 by Brandon Edison, 3 points by Isaiah Arsenault. And the Cougars finish with 15 turnovers on the ball game. And as Charlie Jones wants to have his club do and talks about all the time, the fact that they'd like to hold one guy to double figures, let everybody else stay in single digits, and they did that again this afternoon. Jaron Presley with 23 points, including 3 three-pointers, 3 free throws on the foul on the three-point attempt, and he finishes with 23, and then the nearest guy to him was Andrew Adebo with 9. and Dickenschneid with eight. So, again, the Longhorns' formula here is to hold the opposition, one guy in double figures, and hold everybody else down. George Ranch did that. Well, on their side of the ledger, they like to have two, three guys in double figures. This afternoon, they had four. Thomason with 21, 16 by Dean, 11 by Davis, and 11 by Stephen Woods. Charlie Jones making his way up here to our little crow's nest here. Why don't you fit that headset on? Got it? Yeah, yes, there sir. You go. Okay. Wow, there are wins. There are big wins. This is a big win.
This is big for us. The kids know it. They're a great team. I think they've only lost three games in a year. We've never beaten them since the school opened. So that's been one of our kryptonite has been Cinco Ranch. So it was good to play a really good team heading into the district. The kids played well. They didn't have any holiday letdown, holiday rust. I'm just so proud of them right now.
And especially a non-district game, and then the momentum it carries into Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you try to play good basketball all the time, and you just protect your home court. And this year we protected our home court all year. We have another home game coming up on Friday against another tough team. So we'll get back in the gym tomorrow in 2019 and try to get some work in.
I was telling the listeners while you were finishing up your interview with the Herald over there that you like to, your formula is to hold one guy to double figures, everybody else on the other side of the ledger to single. He certainly did that. Presley had 23, and then the nearest guy to him was Adebo with 9.
Yeah, we just try to keep only, like you said, one person in double figures, and even if he gets double figures, we want him to have to work really, really hard to get him. He's a great player. Coach King has a great program, freshman through varsity. We knew it was going to be tough, but we had a good team effort tonight. I mean, I think we had three or four guys in double figures, and our defense, they played hard. It was a great game and a great win for the program.
Yeah, you did. Thomason with 21, DeLon Dean with 16, and then Devin Davis and Stephen Woods each had 11. So you had four guys in double figures and a couple baskets, one by Dixon, one by Wandy.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's what we try to do. We try to get as many people on the score sheet as possible. We don't count on one person. Noah has been pretty consistent scoring 20-plus this year, but we need everybody. We need a team if we want to make a run this year, and they've done that so far.
And another number you'll probably enjoy is I had just 11 turnovers for George Ranch.
They did a great job taking care of the ball. A couple of those turnovers were just some bonehead ones where we just dropped the ball out of bounds. But when Cinco came and pressed us in the fourth quarter, they did a good job handling that. And overall, it was just a great game. I think it was a great test, and it's good to end 2018 with a win.
And I'll tell you what, your three-point shooting eye was really good this afternoon. DeLon Dean had 5. Thomason had 1. And Stephen Woods with a couple. Devin Davis with 3.
Yeah, we shoot all the time in practice, you know, and we just tell them if you take the good shots, they're going to go in, they're going to go out. I try not to put any pressure on the kids, so just take good shots. If you miss it, you miss it. If you make it, you make it. And they made them tonight, so it was a good one.
All right, congratulations. We'll see you Friday afternoon against A-Leaf Taylor. Our airtime 2:45, tip-off 3 o'clock.
Thank you for coming out.
Thanks. That's Charlie Jones talking to us about the big victory this afternoon for George Ranch. The final again. Longhorns 63 and the Cinco Ranch Cougars 52 will be on the air at 2:45 Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, 2:45 airtime, 3 o'clock tip-off against the A-Leaf Taylor Lions. It'll be back to district play in 23-6A. And the Longhorns will check in with a 14-2 overall record, a 2-0 record in district play, as this final non-district game, and it's a big one. Longhorns win it by 11, 63-52. Have a safe and happy New Year coming up, everybody, and we will catch you on the air Friday afternoon at 2:45 p.m. So long, everybody. Yeah.